Erica K. Webster is founder of the Foundation for International Justice and is here to talk about Promise Place School for LGBTQI homeless youth and give us her spin on our LGBT issues. Hi, Erica.
Hi there. How are you, Charlotte?
Fine. How are you?
I'm great.
Tell us about the Foundation for International Justice.
I actually started the foundation between 2010 and 2011. Bearing in mind, it was initially based on some of my own experiences in life that I used as a mirror to reflect the way I didn't want to be or the way I didn't want to perceive the world. I wanted it based on action rather than just advocacy work. And so the motto of the foundation is human rights advocacy through compassion and action. And through the foundation, we are creating social justice initiatives such as Promise Place School and our Cape Cod Youth Outreach Program. And we will continue to go on from there as time progresses.
What was your inspiration for creating it?
I'm a real true believer that compassion and love changes a great deal. And when we get involved as advocates in the work that we do, doing it through compassion rather than anger, we can get a lot more done. Anger comes out as us being really angry at the world. And I didn't want that to be reflected from me, and I certainly didn't want it reflected from the foundation. And that was my real inspiration for creating the Foundation for International Justice, to make real change in the world by thinking outside the box and finding new ways of looking for solutions rather than repeating the same things that are being done over and over again. We have some great advocacy organizations out there that are already existing, the Human Rights Campaign, GLAAD, National Center for Lesbian Rights, the National Gay and Lesbian Task Force, and they're doing incredible work. So we wanted to really move into a different direction where we're incorporating social justice initiatives to accomplish the goals that we see that need to be done.
What would you like to accomplish with the Promise Place School?
Currently, right now in this country, we have a silent epidemic. And it's called youth homelessness. And in our country right now, we have over 600,000 homeless LGBTQ youth, kids that have been rejected by their families or have run away from horrible abuses within the family or bullying within the family, totally at the point of desperation. And the reason I call it a silent epidemic, even in our own community, for years, it went unspoken. And there was little attention paid to it. Myself, personally, I experienced youth homelessness when I was 15 years old and rejected by my family and spent 2 years living on the streets and survived 2 suicide attempts by the time I was 17 years old. And to have learned that this epidemic has continued and grown to such numbers that it's staggering, we needed to do something about it. And again, thinking outside the box, we began to look at different programs that are available for homeless youth. And we've watched repeatedly shelter after shelter after shelter being built. Here on the Cape, for example, Cape Cod, if you're not 18 or older, there are no beds available. So we have youth on the streets that are 18 and under, and there are no alternatives for them. And as a homeless youth, once you're homeless and you're on the streets, your main objectives every day become survival. Food, shelter, the basic needs, and education is left behind. Although shelters are great for emergency situations, and we do see now a growing number of shelters that are specifically for LGBT youth being built in this country, it's not the end all to be all. If we want to end chronic homelessness, we need to look beyond just the immediate need. And that's where we came up with the concept for Promise Place School, which is really an independent prep school for homeless youth, where we have permanent living and learning environment and provide all of the support services our youth need to survive. And beyond survive, then to flourish as young adults, so that when they walk out of Promise Place School, they're going to walk out proud, self-confident, determined, and educated so that they're fully prepared for life. And that is the mission of Promise Place School. Our dedication is to have a safe, nurturing, living, and educational environment. an environment that's going to encourage and promote full integration and inclusion and acceptance into the broader community when the youth leave, to fully support their success, their individual successes in life.
Tell us about your gala on April 17th in Boston.
First of all, it's being held at the Marriott Copley Place, and we can accommodate up to 1,000 people. Right now, we have released a total of 500 tickets for sale and 100 VIP tickets. Regular gala tickets are $250, and the VIP tickets are $1,000. And we have a number of celebrities, including Adam Berry from NBC's sci-fi Ghost Hunters, who's also the executive producer at the Peregrine Theater in Provincetown on Cape Cod. And the Peregrine Theater and Adam Berry will be performing renditions from Kinky Boots, from Rent, and from their upcoming performance of Carrie, the musical, live for our audience. So at the VIP reception prior to the gala, it's an opportunity to mix and mingle with our state and federal politicians who will be there, and to meet with the celebrities who will be there, and to really have a wonderful time. It starts at 6 o'clock in the evening, and we have quite a list of honorees. We'll be honoring Congressman Joseph Kennedy, who's receiving our Allied Advocate Award, Senator Sonia Chang Diaz, who is our state senator here, Commitment to Educational Excellence Award, Carl Sorrentino, who's the executive director for the AIDS Action Committee in Boston, and he's receiving the Building Healthier Community Awards. My good friend Joe Finn, president executive director from the Massachusetts Housing and Shelter Alliance, the Creating Hope Award. Diego Sanchez, another wonderful friend, who's the director of policy at PFLAG National. He's receiving our Lifetime Achievement Award. And then, certainly last but not least, is Elizabeth Jackson, who's the executive director at Bridge Over Troubled Waters in Boston. For 20-plus years, dedicating her life to working with youth, she's receiving our Youth Advocate Award.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Foundation for International Justice mission is our commitment to addressing human rights violations and rooting out discrimination wherever it occurs through compassion and peaceful action that includes advocacy, education, and promoting social justice. Although I am a member of the LGBT community, I don't believe that discrimination in any form should exist, and truly believe and advocate for a human rights amendment to the Constitution to end discrimination on any level, whether it's the LGBT community, whether it is the Hispanic community, immigrants coming into this country, women's rights. It encompasses all of that, and we continue to work on that front to move towards a greater future. When the Constitution was written, it was written by men for men, primarily. And it's time to see a fully inclusive amendment, because we know that in the LGBT community, equal rights have been moving forward at such an incredible pace now that it's not going to be very long until we see full equal rights. The question becomes then, who's the next group that's going to be picked on? And through our mission is to make sure that no one ever has to go through those experiences again in this country, and that they're fully protected under the law.
With gay marriage once again headed to the U.S. Supreme Court, what would you like to see happen for LGBT equality in the next few years?
We cannot change the way people think. The world has some ugly people that want to continue bullying, discriminating against. It's just the way it is. But to really see laws enacted that prevent as much discrimination as we can. And I'd also like to see our LGBT community as we move forward into that, because it's here and it's unfolding right now in front of us. And I don't know whether you're aware that I'm a veteran of the Stonewall Rebellion in New York City in 1969. I was there that night, and I was one of the ones persons who was arrested. I'd like to see our community begin to become as involved in all human rights campaigns. When I give testimony at the State House in Boston on the Transgender Public Accommodations Bill, if we don't pass that bill and have it in place, we're basically giving business owners the right to put their signs in the windows. to discriminate against transgender persons. Discrimination in any form is wrong. How can you expect people to be productive citizens and contribute to the country if they're not entitled to full equal rights? We have to have that. And shame on our state legislators here in the Commonwealth for not having passed it last year, that it had to come back up to be heard again. Massachusetts was the leader in the right for marriage equality. And to have fallen back behind on this particular issue and to refer to it as a bathroom bill and make the whole issue about bathrooms, when in fact it's not. When we have kids, young children, who are, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, declaring to their families, I'm not who you think I am. You're referring to me, my example in my life, you're referring to me as a little boy, and I'm not. And I don't perceive myself that way. And I'm really grateful for the commitment from the HRC and all of our other organizations who are really supporting transgender rights in this country now.
LGBTQ teens are 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
I myself survived 2 suicide attempts from those kind of experiences before my 17th birthday. And today I'm so grateful to be alive, because my life today, I'm extremely happy, well-adjusted. I live in an incredible integrated world. I'm highly respected wherever I go. But when I was 15 years old and going through all of that, I couldn't see the future to see what the future holds. And the one thing I learned early on was to use those experiences as a mirror. And to take the anger I felt from those experiences, and rather than ending my life, to use that anger as fuel to become the person that I am today. And whenever someone has the need to put us down or to bully us, I realize that now, it's because they're so insecure with themselves, they don't feel good about themselves, they have to put someone else down to make themselves feel better about themselves, and it's actually really sick way of communicating in the world. And hang in there and look at them and feel sorry for them, because the persons who are bullying you and putting you down are in a much worse situation than you are. And to stand proud and be proud of who you are and be proud of the person that you're going to become by using that mirror to not become like they are.
How can people get information about the Foundation for International Justice and also to attend the gala?
We have 2 websites, but the website address I'm going to give is to Promise Place School. It's www.promiseplaceschool.org. That is our main website. All of the information and updated posts, an opportunity to donate or to go to our events page to purchase tickets for the gala are there. And the site will also direct you to our main website, which is foundationforinternationaljustice.com. And you can read all about Promise Place School there, learn a lot about what our mission and our vision is, and about our honorees who are being listed every day on the current website. And we hope you'll join us at the gala at the Boston Marriott Copley on April 17th.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I would love to have people come to me and ask, how can we get involved in ending youth homelessness? What can we do to support Promise Place School and the endeavors? Because we're working really, really hard to build an incredible program. It's a pilot program that we intend to replicate throughout the Commonwealth and throughout the United States as we progress through the years. And in order to do that, it takes great support. It takes opening your mind up and recognizing that there is a real existing problem right now in this country with homeless youth. And imagine for a moment the bullying and the abuse that is so severe within a home that a child will run away from that and will prefer to be on the streets and then live with that fear every day. And the lesson they learn at that particular moment in time from their families is that love is conditional and I am not worthy. And in fact, they are worthy. And love is not conditional. They are just in an environment that they should not be in. And we have an obligation, a real obligation to do something to provide a safe space for our youth to flourish. In this country, there's a motto on education, no child left behind. And LGBT kids are some of the strongest, most courageous kids I have ever met in my life, who are just absolutely determined, and they're survivors. And if we give them the skills to succeed in their life, all things become possible.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I use them every day in my life. A very wise woman one time said to me, Erica, don't ever get too excited. Don't become too happy, and certainly don't become too sad, because life is moving from the mountain to the valley, back to the mountaintop, and through valleys. And happiness is a choice. And every morning I wake up, before I do anything, the first thing I say to myself is, today I choose to be happy. Because all I need is within me. Not outside of myself, but within me. And that is the strongest mantra that I can use. Reminding myself, no matter what's going on, I choose to be happy today. Everything I need to figure out solutions, everything I need to keep my life on track, everything is already within me right now. The knowledge, the determination, the ability to give and to receive, it's all within me. So many times we get distracted and I'll be happy when. And we keep looking into the distance and not recognizing that we have the ability to make that choice right now, every day.